Spoke with John Moore last night, the Hong Kong-based trainer, about the international entries for the championships and other races around the Sydney Autumn. Helene Paragon for John is not going to Dubai, and in fact the owner has said he doesn't want the horse to travel anywhere. So Helene Paragon, currently $11 second pick in the Doncaster Mile. You can take it out of that race. It won't be coming. And the other one that won't be coming is not listening to me. They've decided, because of the quarantine timing, that the horse will stay in Hong Kong and run there on the 26th of February. It needs to go into quarantine on the 20th if it was coming. And John has said that that won't be happening. So Helene Paragon and not listening to me won't be coming to Sydney. That reminded me that we haven't had Gary Moore on the show for a good while. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, listeners.
How you been, mate? Everything good?
Everything's fantastic after the trials on yesterday, the trials Tuesday, excuse me.
Yeah, mate, it's hard to keep up. What'd your trial go back now? What'd your trial there Tuesday?
We trialled two very impressive two-year-olds. One was Mr. Kylin.
Yeah.
He'll run at Hawkesbury on Tuesday.
Right.
1,000 metres. And the other one was Solar Patch, a stratum horse that we bought out of Easter. He'll run on Wednesday at Rose Hill.
Next Wednesday at Rose Hill. But you were both satisfied with those, eh?
I thought they trialled fantastic. And okay. I think they're going to do the job at last for the stable.
All right.
You know, a real top two-year-old.
Righto. We'll be watching for those. We've jotted them down.
Since Takedown.
Well, I was just going to say, where's Takedown? He's going to be forgotten, Gary.
I know. He's, well, what Anthony Thompson decided, which I thought was a great idea, we gave him a lot of time to get over his outings.
Yep.
And as you know, he was a month in quarantine total. And then we sent him back to Widden, and he was 2 weeks on pasture at Widden. He's now back in full training at Rose Hill. He's been back in 2 weeks. He will start to start pace work on the 28th of February. And the plan is he'll trial on the 31st of March. And then he'll open up Hillmark Stakes on the 15th of April.
Okay, so the hallmark on the 15th of April. Given that he had that length of quarantine, that month sort of in Hong Kong and then in Melbourne, how did he do with that experience? Because they're not doing a lot, are they?
Well, Andrew, you know, we talk about the RSPCA, and I mean, it's quite absurd when you think that he had to sit 2 weeks in quarantine in Hong Kong and then come out to Australia and do another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's preventing a lot of the good, you know, international horses, especially Brother John's horses.
Yeah.
Of not coming here. It's just, I mean, our country's fantastic. Hong Kong protocol for quarantine is number one. I mean, Takedown didn't look really well. He dropped a lot of muscle, and I don't think it's good for the horses.
For that amount of time, it's a month. I mean, for them just to be standing around and not doing a lot, it becomes one boring, but it certainly doesn't help the horse. And I know that we don't want ever that two letters to come back to Australia, EI, but maybe it is time now that we haven't had another break, that maybe we need to do something about shortening the period, Gary.
Couldn't agree more, Andrew. I'm sure everybody would be for it. And like I said, we'd get a lot more international participants in our feature races.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it needs desperately to be looked into.
All right, so that's Takedown. So back in full work for a couple of weeks, and we'll aim towards a trial on the 31st of March. So we look forward to that.
Andrew's main goals will be the Doomben 10,000 and the BTC Cup.
Okay, so that was my next question. So Brisbane certainly right on the agenda.
Yeah, I would, four runs this preparation would be fantastic, and then we'd look towards the back end of the year, maybe go back to Perth again and finish in Hong Kong.
Okay, well, we look forward to all that with Takedown. Mate, you've got another runner today at Newcastle. Come on, how do you pronounce this one? Huang Zong?
Sounds fantastic, Andrew. couldn't do better myself.
Right, how do you see it in the second race?
Good chance. He surprised me. I thought he'd run third or fourth at his last start. Got home well to step up and trip. Worked very well running up into this race. Looks well, and going to be very close to the money.
Okay, so we'll watch for that second race today at Newcastle.
But you're following the stable, my stable, next week is going to be my day.
Okay, we're going to jot those down.
Tuesday
and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Got a lot of runners and a lot of good chances.
Righto. We'll jot them all down. We might even get you back early part of next week. Good on you, Gary. Thanks for
My
your
pleasure.
Time, mate. Good on you. Gary Moore joining us there, talking about takedown and his two-year-olds, a couple for next week.